Now, why does this matter? Why is this significant misdirection? Because it propagates the con that the problem is that corporations are taking more than their fair share, quote unquote, of the basically good economic system that used to crank out jobs, which is the all we're supposed to ever hope for. And so the good life, quote unquote, could happen again if the rules could somehow be reset. And the right-wing effort to sow the seeds of cynicism in youth were defeated. So what Reich is calling for here is a reset of the economic order, quote unquote, by supposedly reining in corporate greed. And he's calling for a reset of the political order, quote unquote, by prodding young people to believe in it again, refix their eyes on fixing the state. So he's in a sense trying to reset the next generation on the fruitless path of ceding to power the design of the world. This is what he wrote, said. Quote, well, like many people who are my age, the 1960s were the formative era. We were involved in the civil rights movement, even peripherally, the anti-Vietnam War movement. I spent a lot of time organizing young people for Eugene McCarthy. I went clean for Gene in 68. But out of all that came a sense of efficacy, a sense that we really could change the world. There'd been a Civil Rights Act, a Voting Rights Act. We ended the Vietnam War, and there was also an assumption that I shared with many people that, of course, you would spend much of your life working to improve society, even if that wasn't your official vocation or your job. Still, it was part of your work, part of your life's work. It wasn't just me. There were millions of us. I think that assumption may be different now. One of the great victories of the right, particularly the radical right, has been to spread such cynicism about the capacity of the country to change and generate social justice that many people just have given up. They basically say, I don't want anything to do with politics. It's all corrupt. I don't want anything to do with that kind of focus on social movements at that scale. It will go nowhere. But you see, that kind of cynicism about our politics and our government seeds everything, seeds control to the money interests. And that is exactly what they want. Unquote. Those are the words of Reich. So the problem is money again, not the class system, which he's deeply embedded in. And the problem is, supposedly, cynicism. Reich calls it cynical to conclude that when millions working for half a century, dedicating themselves to incrementally improving our lives, but which results instead in people in the top 1% doing even better than they've done since 1928, in the top 10% of earners taking more than half the country's total income, the highest level recorded since the government began collecting statistics on it a century ago, unquote, to conclude then that these millions were misled as opposed to seeing the obvious, he calls cynicism. To conclude that the strategy of incremental change in the face of organized, ruthless power is fruitless, far from being cynical, is quite sane. Particularly as, if Reich is successful in wooing youth back into the game of power, and they throw away this chance presented by our global awakening to link hands with their brothers and sisters globally, then, when they stagger out of their stupor to find the oceans are indeed dying, and they've once again been lied to, and the prison walls between us are even higher this time. And the history books all say that we were gifted this marvelously efficient system of interlinking global obligations in which everyone knows their place, and that their lives have meaning thanks to the wisdom and intelligence of the philosopher-statesman. And the people have retreated into the solace of spiritual beliefs with occasional outbreaks of unaccountable hates. Back to Buddhism or meditation, back to huddling in prison cells or units, dreaming of a faraway day when we take from our wings the clips and we finally use our gifts and we link hands across the planet. As if seeing through the cons of this system means we're giving up. Far from it. Either the compelling global quality of our building resistance is invisible to Robert Reich, or he's trying to subvert it.